বারে বলি জানে বাপে নি রাঙা বলিতে হবে ফুলাকাশারে হারি বলিতে না জানে বাপে নি গৌরাঙ্গা বলিতে হবে কুলাকাশারীরা হারি হারি বলিতে নায়ানে ববে নি গৌরাঙ্গা বলিতে হবে কুলাকাশারি হরি হরি বলিতে নায়ানে বাবেনি কবে নিতায় কানে করুণা হইবে সংসারম সানম কবে তু চাহাবে কবে নিতায় কানে করুণা হইবে সংসার বসানম কবে তু চাহাবে বিষায়া চরিয়া হবে সুদা হবে মা কবে হামহে রব শিবৃন্দাবন যায়া চরি কবে সুদা হবে মা রূপা রঘুনাথ পদে হইবে আকুতি কবে হাম পূজাবাসে যুগাল প্রীতি রূপা রঘুনাথ পদে রাহু মোর আশ প্রতান করো এ সদ নরথাম দাস রঘুনাথ গৌরাঙ্গা বলিতে হবে ফুলাকাশারি হরি হরি বলিতে না জানে কবে নি হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম Rama Rama Hari Hari. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 3, verses 151. Okay. What? We start at 167? Okay. Okay. All right, so I'll read them up. I don't know if there's any purports here.
Eke eke mililo prabhu sabha bhaktagan.
You can chant.
Sabara mukha deki kore dridalingan.
The Lord met all the devotees one after the other, and looking at everyone's face individually, he embraced them tightly.
Keshana dekiya bhakta yadyapi payaduk. Sandaya dekite tabu pai mahasuk.
Although the devotees were unhappy at not seeing the Lord's hair, they nonetheless derived great happiness from seeing his beauty.
Shiva Saramai Vidyaniri Gada Dahar Ganga Dasa Vakreshvara Murari Suklamba Bhudi Mantakhan Nandana Shidara Vijayi Vasudeva Damodara Mukunda Sanjayi Koto Nama Loibe Jata Navadvipa Vashi Sabare Milile Prabhu Kripa Drishtya Hashi.
Shiva Saramai Vidyaniri Gadadhar Ganga Das Vakreshvara Murari Suklambar Bodhimanta Khan, Nandana Shidhar, Vijay Vasudev, Damodar Mukunda, Sanjaya, and all the others, however many I can mention, indeed all the inhabitants of Navadvipa arrived there, and the Lord met them with smiles and glances of mercy.
Anande Nachai Shabe Boli, Boli Hari Hari, Anande Nachai Shabe Boli Hari Hari, Acharya Mandira Hoylo Shivaikuntha Puri.
Everyone was chanting the holy names of Hari and dancing. In this way, the domicile of Advaita Acharya was converted into Sri Vaikuntha Puri.
Jata loka ilo mahaprabhu ke dekite. Nana grama hoite ara navadvipe haite.
People came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from various other villages nearby as well as Navadvipa.
Sabakari basa dilo bhaksha anapan. Bahudin acharya go shai koilo samadhan.
To everyone who came to see the Lord from villages nearby, especially from Navadvip, Advaita Acharya gave residential quarters as well as all kinds of edibles for many days. Indeed, he properly adjusted everything.
Acharya Goshayer Bhandar Akshaya Abhyaya Jatadravya Abhyaya Kori Tatadravya Hai.
The supplies of Advaita Acharya were inexhaustible and indestructible. As many goods and commodities as he used, just as many again appeared.
Shedin hoite shachi koren randan. Bhakta Gana Loya Prabhu Karena Bhojan.
From the day Shachimata arrived at the house of Advaita Acharya, she took charge of the cooking, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dined in the company of all the devotees.
Dine Acharya Priti Prabhura Darshan. Rate Loka Deke Prabhura Natana Kirtan.
All the people who came there during the day saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the friendly behavior of Advaita Acharya. At night, they had the opportunity to see the Lord's dancing and hear his chanting.
Kirtana korite prabhura sarva bhavodoi. Stambha kampa pulakashu gadgada pralai.
When the Lord performed kirtan, he manifested all kinds of transcendental symptoms. He appeared stunned and trembling. His hair stood on end. His voice faltered. There were tears and devastation. Purport. Devastation is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as a combination of happiness and distress that becomes conspicuous by an absence of any sense of them. In this condition, a devotee falls to the ground and the subsequent symptoms in the body ensue. These symptoms are mentioned above. When they become prominent in the body, a state of pralaya, devastation, is manifest. 163.
Kshani kshani pari prabhu achara khaya. Deki shachi mata kohi rodana kariya.
Achara khaya, tumbling down. Frequently the Lord would tumble to the ground. Seeing this, Mother Sachi would cry. We're up to what, Mother? Yeah?
Hena Bashani Mai Kaleva. Ha ha kori Vishnu Pashe Mogieva.
Shimati Shachimata thought that the body of Nimai was being smashed when he fell down so. She cried, "Alas," and petitioned Lord Vishnu.
Balya kala hoite toma je kailun seban. Tare fala more de hara narayan.
My dear Lord, kindly bestow this benediction as a result of whatever service I've rendered to you from my childhood.
Je kale nimai pare dharani upare. Vyata jena nahi lage nimai sharire.
Whenever Nimai falls to the surface of the earth, please do not let him feel any pain.
E mata shachi devi vatsaye biwal. Harsha bhaya dainya bhave hoy lobikal.
When Mother Sachi was thus overwhelmed in maternal love for Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she became transformed with happiness, fear, and humility, as well as bodily symptoms. Purport. These verses indicate that Mother Sachi, born in the family of Nilambar Chakravarti, used to worship Lord Vishnu even before her marriage. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 6:41. Prapya punya kitan lokan ushitva shashvati shama chuchinan shimatange he yoga brashto vijayate. The unsuccessful yogi, after many, many years of enjoyment on the planets of the pious living entities, is born into a family of righteous people or into a family of rich aristocracy. Mother Sachi, a nitya siddha living entity, is an incarnation of Mother Yashoda. She appeared in the house of Nilambar Chakravarti and was everlastingly engaged in the service of Lord Vishnu. Later, she directly had as her child Lord Vishnu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and she served him from the day of his appearance. This is the position of Nitya Siddha associates. Sri Narottam Das Thakur therefore sings, Gorangira Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Kori Mani. Every devotee should know that all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his family members, friends, and other associates, were all Nitya Siddhas. A Nitya Siddha never forgets the service of the Lord. He is always engaged, even from childhood, in worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Mukam Karoti Pangulam Ananda Lila Maya Vigraha, Himabhadi Bhatta Vishundraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasapadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Janavam Dito Bujo Kanaka Vidato Sankirtanaika Pitaro Kamalaya Takshu Vishambaro Dijabaro Juga Dharma Paro Bande Jagat Priyakaro Kuru Navataro Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam. So, a succession of verses, starting with 151, describing quite a few things here. Quickly look at them again. He met all the devotees one after another. This is right after Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. So then the next verse says, because they hadn't seen him. Only a few devotees were with Lord Chaitanya when he took sannyas. There was a big uproar when he took sannyas and his hair was getting cut. And that barber, he was all freaked out, as they say. Me and my pundit, I'm going to cut his hair, you know, like the most famous person in the world or something. And I'm going to cut his hair. He's like shaking and freaking completely out. But somehow or other, Lord Chaitanya wanted it done. It got done. After that, he gave up cutting hair forever. He became a sweet maker. So, at the time, only Mukunda, Nityananda, Jagadananda, like that, Sannyas Guru, they were there. Others, they didn't know. We were hearing about this. We've been hearing about it, but because of such lapses in, you know, 1 week to the next, that we kind of maybe forget what's going on, the thread of the whole story. So that's what happened. And also, the devotees not seeing the Lord, they were fasting. They, Dvaitacharya and others, the Shivas, they wanted to throw themselves in the Ganga, just drown, without, out of separation. So, in the material sense, we feel that some separation from something material, but this, and people are actually, we see that committing suicide in separation of some, or they get jilted by their girlfriend or something, or they lose some money, amazing, and they commit suicide. They have some mental attachment. But the goal of the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to feel this great separation. And this is again demonstrated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If the devotees were also feeling that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is feeling this devastation. He had just taken sannyas, and then Mother Sachi came, she started cooking. Advaita's house is like Draupadi's pot. Things started filling up. There's another description in Chaitanya Bhagavat, several, but especially Madhavendra Puri, when that, he's the guru of Advaita Acharya, so when there was his appearance day, they would, the Advaita Acharya's house would mysteriously fill up with unlimited types of prasad, boga, with just piles and piles of firewood and ghee, different types of sabji, and piles of rice, all kinds of stuff. So these things are incalculable. Just like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be, every year in Puri, the devotees would come and bring all kinds of prasadam. In those days, they knew how to make things that would last. They would bring, especially that Raghava pundit, his sister, Damayanti. Damayanti would cook a lot of it too, but she somehow, I don't know if she went, but all these bags were brought of prasadam, carried by different people, bag within a bag within a bag. They knew how to wrap them so they would stay good for a long time, because they would give them to the Lord, but he wouldn't bother to eat them usually, just put them in the room and then
people would say, oh, what did the Lord say? Mahaprabhu say about my prasad? What did he say? What did he say? You know, they would bring different things. All kinds of ecstatic preparations. And it takes nearly 2 weeks to walk even, what to speak of keeping it another year. And so this prasad would stay there, and they would say, oh, what did he say? Oh, yeah, it's very nice. They'd ask Govinda all the time, and he was under this heavy pressure all the time, you know, saying, yeah, it was great, he loves it, it's fantastic. So finally one day he said to the Lord, he said, you know, I keep telling people that the prasadam, you're eating their prasadam, and I mean, it's not really, I don't feel that great about it, because you haven't eaten it. He said, what do you mean? What are you lamenting about? Just bring it in, I'll eat it. I just happened to do that painting, so, I mean, someone else started it, but I finished it, but it's in the book, not that great. So, and I don't think I did justice or anything, but the piles of little pots and bags, and he just ate it all. So, these things are inconceivable. He ate all the prasadam, and he had a little, maybe, there were a lot of things were made with ginger, it's good for digestion, but I don't think any of us could eat a room full of prasadam. We all like prasadam. So, Sachimata was preparing this prasadam, and many times we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavan, different pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, that so much prasad is being prepared. Sarvabhauma, he made this huge feast. He cooked all the preparations. He and his wife, and a little help probably, had some people there doing things. They cooked every preparation known, Kaviraj Goswami says, in Bengal and Orissa. No one could describe it. Even Kaviraj Goswami, who was an expert cook, he couldn't describe it. And we read about some of these preparations, you know. Of course, if you go, even nowadays, I remember a couple of times going in the pujari room with Chinami Vas and the pujaris and Pankajangri and me. Because I used to be there in the early days, they invite me in, and they have like 100 people crammed into the room. All the pujaris are so, anyone who is considered a pujari, and it's like hundreds of preparations, a gaur pranim or something like that. And so in the Bengal, they just know how to cook. So we can just imagine. I mean, if they could do it now, I mean, sometimes they cook 1,000 preparations, and the Bengalis can cook, and the Orissans can cook. All over India they cook, but, you know, we prefer a certain style. So we have a good idea of all this prasadam. And it was being, all the bhoga was just mystically appearing there at Dvaitacharya. Inexhaustible. It says his storehouse was inexhaustible. And he was ready to meet all the devotees. He embraced every devotee tightly. Just imagine, what kind of ecstasy is that? That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was embracing everybody, each person, intimate associates. Nitya Siddha Kori Mani. Of course, it is said in Chaitanya Rita that Nitya Siddha, everyone is Nitya Siddha, Krishna Bhakti, Sadhya Kabu Noi. We all have this potency within us that we're all eternally linked with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Except that these persons, they appear directly and as associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes Prabhupada would say, you have all appeared, my spiritual master has sent you, Lord Chaitanya has sent you. Like that. So we don't really think that we're on the level of these Nitya Siddha devotees. But for encouragement, Prabhupada would say like that. But this is not just saying. These are actually, and when we read the Gaura Ganadesh Deepika, many of these persons are described directly from Krishna Leela, and their identity is given. So, and Lord Chaitanya's hair, I mean, this was a big thing, you know, his hair was so beautiful, read descriptions. Now, this Nimai Pandit. You know, some of the names of devotees are given here. Damodara, Basudev, Nandana, Sridhar. But one thing they were all doing, it says, they were all chanting, Hari Hari. Hari Hari. Just yesterday, there's a new devotee here. He said, I said, Hari Bol, just as he was getting in his car. And Bhakta. And he said, what's that? What did you say? I said, Hari Bol. He didn't know what that meant. He must have maybe heard it before, but he's rather new. So I said, Hari Bol means, Hari is the name of Krishna, so we Haribol chant, that's all. It's nice, we always say that, Haribol, Haribol. Although Prabhupada didn't extensively chant, you know, there's sometimes you hear this one bhajan, I remember, you can hear on tape, at the end Prabhupada says, Go Premanandi Hori Hori Bol. But generally, and there are some bhajans, especially for the parikram, Navadvipa parikram, where it's Hari Hari Bol, Hori Hori Bol, Hari Hori Bol. But generally, we sometimes, at least Prabhupada, didn't want us to chant Hari Bol constantly like that. He'd rather chant, we chant Hare Krishna. But still, we implore everyone, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Prabhupada wasn't like a just a strictly Hari Bol. It was more Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna. In fact, when Prabhupada heard it a few times, he would hear so many things, you know, and hear them chanting and say, why are they chanting so much Hare Bol? Just tell them to chant Hare Krishna. He also didn't like it when they would chant Prabhupada, Prabhupada, why are they chanting my name? They're supposed to chant Hare Krishna, you know. Whatever, you know. Hari Hari, but they were chanting Hari Hari, Hari Hari. People came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from various other villages nearby as well as Navadvip. To everyone who came to see the Lord from villages nearby, Advaita gave residential quarters. Now that's another thing mystical. How did he find residential quarters? He did it. He properly adjusted everything. So, Advaita Acharya Ishvara in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita is mentioned there. He's Karta, Jagat Karta, Mahavishnu Jagat Karta, Maya Yasvijat. He, controller of Maya, he's the direct incarnation of Mahavishnu, so he can control these things, he can adjust these things. We find that Advaita Acharya was worshipping Lord Chaitanya with the mantra, Yosi Sosi Namostute E Mantra Pari. Whatever you are, you are. So, and then after he was finished, Lord Chaitanya would take the paraphernalia and worship Advaita. Advaita was always trying to not be worshipped by Lord Chaitanya, but Lord Chaitanya always showed this, that the etiquette, such a senior person as Advaita Acharya, Advaita Acharya was already at least middle age when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born. And he also went on when Lord Chaitanya, long past when Lord Chaitanya disappeared. Very senior person. And in Puri, when Balabhabhat was a great pundit and scholar, huge scholar, but when he heard about Chaitanya, he had some association with Lord Chaitanya, but when he came to Puri, he came and he said, "He where we get this verse, Krishna Shakti Bina Nahi Tara Pravartan. There's no way you could be spreading this Krishna consciousness without Krishna's mercy." But he accepted him as a great devotee, but he wasn't sure as to being personality of God. He didn't say these things, but still, he was a little puffed up, unfortunately. But Lord Chaitanya, he said, "You have spread," he was glorifying the Lord like that, this Balabhava, "You have spread the holy name everywhere. You have given Krishna prema. You have done so many things." Lord Chaitanya, in this mood, like we're hearing about devastation and humility, simultaneously, these symptoms. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would exhibit this symptom of being an ordinary person sometimes, an ordinary devotee a lot of times. He was acting as a devotee, Krishna Bhakta. He had to, although he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, non-different, Sakshad, Rajendra Kumar, still, he shows the example of the etiquette, one should never give up. So when he was speaking with Balabhabhat, he was glorifying Advaita Acharya. Balabhabhat said, "You have done so much, you have done everything, you are..." He said, no. Only thing I am, because Advaita Acharya is so potent, and he is directly the personality of Godhead, somehow or other, I am simply a Mayavadi sannyasi. What do I know? Krishna Bhakti Nahi Jani. I don't know anything about Krishna Bhakti. Na prema gandosti. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, "Na prema gandosti." I don't even have a scent of love for Krishna. So this is, we can get a feel for this mood of devastation, of humility. And then Lord Chaitanya would glorify all the other devotees I learned from Advaita Acharya. I learned from Ramananda Roy, all rasas. Swarup Damodara is the personified love of Godhead. I've learned from Sarvabhauma. He's the master of the six philosophical treatises, understandings. I've learned from all of them. Myself, I don't know anything. So similarly, Mahaprabhu is feeling this simultaneously, as we read in this last verse that we read, 60, the purport, or one of those. He would fall to the earth. Now, Rupa Goswami has also described this, how the devotees, Bhuvi Vilatana Natama Nivashama. He says in one of his prayers, whatever the public says, we don't care. We just keep on chanting, and Bhuvi Vilatama Natama Nivashama. Without caring about anything, we roll on the Bhuvi, we roll on the earth. We roll on the ground. So we don't artificially roll on the ground. Actually, sometimes a devotee, I've seen devotees rolling on the ground. We used to have these kirtans in Calcutta, and devotees would be, with Dinanath and others were there, and we go completely insane. Nobody was even there. We were just, I mean, there were people there. People would be rolling on the floor of the temple. And that happens sometimes. Just, you're completely nuts. Sometimes devotees do that out on Sankirtan. They're just jumping like madmen. A lot of times, this is when people love it. They see these people, man, because, I mean, this is what people like to do, but they're doing it completely in a perverted way. They're dancing in these places and bars surrounded by all kinds of weird intoxication, sense gratification. But the ultimate goal, which has been perverted, Mishra, it's mixed. This love of God has been so watered down. People want to feel this ananda. It's being advertised everywhere. Prabhupada would say, every billboard they're advertising ananda, bliss, joy, and joy, constantly. But no one's getting it. There's a tiny drop in the desert, craving this ecstasy. Purnamrita svadhanam. But you can get, at every step, purnamrita svadhanam. The full taste. So Lord Chaitanya was showing the limit. These symptoms were never even thought of or mentioned in the Vedic literature. They're without precedent. Lord Chaitanya came to show this Mahabhav. Artificially, we cannot show this this type of divyanmad madness. Many of the symptoms were mentioned here, these sattika bhavas. Where were we? He would tumble to the ground and Kirtan Karite Prabhu Sarva Bhavadvaya. Manifestations is that Stamba Kampa Pulakashu Gadgada Pralaya. So I sang that song by Narottam Das Thakur. Goranga Bolite Habe Pulakasharya. Goranga bolite habi. So Narottam, in his song, Goranga bolite habi. Habi means when will it happen. Pulaka sharir. Hari hari bolite na jame babi. He wants that, when will I chant the name, when will I think of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Goranga. Golden limb, Goranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And at that time, Pulaka sharir. Of course, he was always exhibiting these symptoms, Narottam. But still, he's saying like that. Even Lord Chaitanya is saying, I don't even have a scent of love of God. Kaviraj Goswami says, this is the first installment of someone who is developing love of God. That he's feeling he doesn't have love of God. That's why, one of the reasons we see in this purport, that there's a combination of happiness and distress that becomes conspicuous by an absence of any sense of them. Now, if we're consciously thinking, oh, just see, I don't have any sense of that, then we know we're artificial. But Lord Chaitanya, he didn't have any sense of that. This is the Braja mood that Yasoda Mayi, when she's looking in the Lord's mouth, in Krishna's, little Krishna's mouth, and then She's seeing everything, you know. She has a chance to see, what to speak of Aishwarya again. She gets it, bang, bing, bang, all the way. I mean, but still, the residents of Braj, they don't have any of this Aishwarya again. That is what gives them the qualification to, because this is considered mixed. So Lord Chaitanya said like that also to this Balabhadracharya, that Aishwarya, he gave him a hint that the residents of Braj, they don't have any of this. Like all your scholarly learning, because he came also with saying he had an explanation of the Bhagavatam, the explanation of the holy name. It was better than Sridhar Swami's. So Lord Chaitanya, just to show him the mood of humility that one needs, although he was the greatest scholar, he said, Someone who doesn't accept the Swami, of course in Vedic understanding, in those days, Swami is your husband, the woman. Still nowadays, sometimes, some parts of India are more intellectual, they probably address the husband as Swami. So Lord Chaitanya, making a pun, he said, Swami ne mani le, beisha kori mani. If you don't accept the Swami, then you are a prostitute. Someone who doesn't accept their own husband is very bad. They're a prostitute. So after everyone was very amazed, and Lord Chaitanya said such a thing to this Balabhabhat, and he was like, whoa. Anyway, so you can just imagine, he got a quick shot of devastation right there. His false ego was completely crushed. Still, he wanted to put forward his explanation. It's amazing. He was trying to read it to Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit was such a humble, great personality that he forcefully read his explanation of the Bhagavatam to him. And Gadadhar Pandit, he said, well, what am I supposed to do? This guy's here. I can't. What am I going to do? He just kept listening to it. So in that way, Balabhavat got to read his explanation. But Lord Chaitanya is always stressing that the goddess of fortune cannot get entrance into the pastimes, the intimate pastimes. Ramya kachiru pasana radhavadu. Shuti vir vimigyam. Nayam shriyanga unitanta. So many verses are there describing how Nayam shriyanga. Not even the goddess of fortune, who is right on the chest of Vishnu, Narayan. She cannot, even though she's on the chest, she cannot get anything close to what the gopis who are being embraced by the Lord, they are experiencing. What to speak of those beautiful girls in the heavenly planets who smell like lotus flowers, and ordinary women in the material world who look very good according to our estimation. This cannot be attained by Shruti Vivramigyam searching throughout the Vedas. So Lord Chaitanya is giving this Ujvala Ras. Unat Ujvala Rasa. Rasa. Unat Ujvala Rasa. To everyone. If anyone is ready for it. Whoever is ready. He doesn't. They, Panchatattva, they don't make distinction. Panchatattva. They, wherever they go, Patra Patra Vichar Nahi Stana Stan. Patra means who is a good recipient. Patra apatra. Someone, he may be the proper person to take this prema bhakti, or he may be apatra. Doesn't matter. They're just giving it out. Just like when we go on Harinam. That's what's going on. Where, and Lord Chaitanya was doing that. He was going throughout the streets of Navadvip and chanting. His devotees were chanting Nityananda, Haridas. Just imagine. Prati dwari dwari. Every door, he instructed them. Gari gari. Every house, every door, you go. Go, it doesn't matter. And Nityananda would fall. Somebody would open the door, and there's Nityananda with a straw in his teeth. He would fall down flat and beg them, chant Hare Krishna in ecstasy. Imagine Nityananda comes to your house and falls down. You know? So, this is the way it's done. So, even nowadays, still worth chanting. The same thing is going on. Someone who is very fortunate, he can see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are going on. Ajya piha, kona kona bhagyavan. Anyone who sees that to this day, these same pastimes are going on, Lord Chaitanya's time being spread, then he is the most fortunate person. It hasn't stopped, still going on. But if one's heart is covered, if we're all covered by the modes of material energy, we won't be able to, just like the moonshine is shining on the house of the Chandala, it's shining everywhere. It doesn't stop shining, but still, those who are eating their hamburgers, walking by, they may not appreciate the holy name. Other persons may, even eating hamburger, who knows. So this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing the example, and Sachi Mata was so upset that you can imagine, she's the mother, and she's, as it says here, she's just like Mother Yasoda. So Mother Yasoda also, after she saw that exhibit of seeing all of time, space, all the material elements, herself seeing Krishna in the mouth of Krishna, then it's described, Trayopanishadbhis. Even the what is described by all the Upanishads and all the Vedas, Sankhya Yoga Chitakratai, Sankhya Yoga. All the Sankhya Yogis are studying for lifetimes. That same person that all the yogis are searching for, the Mother Yasoda has him sitting on her lap and she's feeding him breast milk. That same person. Amihanandam Bande Yashalindi Param Brahma. That, what is it, Upadhyaya? That one Brahmana who made a very wonderful slokas for Lord Chaitanya. He described Shruti Nitare Smriti Apare. That some people, they study the Vedas to become free of fear, the Mahabharata, whatever it is. But as for me, I am worshipping that little boy who is crawling, who is the Param Brahma, and he's crawling in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yasoda. That's all. So this is the path, the gopis and braj that Lord Chaitanya has followed. Ramya Kachirapasana Vajabhadu Vargenaya Kalpita. And he is giving that saying to everyone. Patra patra vichar nahi nahi stana stan. Jay jahan prem prema dam. Vichar. There's no consideration as to who is eligible, who is not. So anyone can hear this, can relish it at any time, we can take it up. But those who are envious, Kaviraj Goswami says at the end of Madhya Lila, Taridam Ati Rahasyam. This Chaitanya Lila is Ati Rahasyam, is very confidential. Taridam Ati Rahasyam Go Lila Mitam Yat. Kala Samudya Kala Nadatam Taralabhyam. Those who are envious like pigs, they won't be able to get it. Sorry, buddy. If you want to be envious like a pig or a hog, then you're missing out. So he says, still I get a secret jubilation because they're missing out, you know, but he's not taking glee in their misery, but it's just like, hey, it's just that he's ecstatic because he's understanding that everything's working by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Don't get it, you get it. It's there. Anyone can take it at any time. It's, you know, Lord Chaitanya is practically pouring it on everyone, pouring it in. And he's got all his devotees, Nitya Siddha Korimani, and still he's giving them all credit. I have not done anything. It is Advaita Acharya, Swarup Damodar, Nityananda, Sarvabhauma, Ramananda Roy, they're all my instructors. So he's showing a limit of humility, even being glorified by the greatest scholars. Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, one big scholar wanted to conquer them. He'd been conquering and came to Vrindavan. Oh, Rupa and Sanatana, I heard about them. They're pretty big scholars. I'll go over there and show them that I know more than them. So he had the Jayapatra, is a leaf. They used to write on a leaf. So you sign there, you put your name that, yes, I've been defeated by this scholar. Yeah, okay. So it is okay. He gave it back to him. No argument, you defeated us. So he said, okay, whatever, I guess I defeated him. That was the mood. So, but Jiva Goswami didn't have that mood. Crushed him. That's another thing. So, this is Lord Chaitanya's mood. He's giving it out. Panchatattva, all of them. Advaita Acharya, Shivas. So if there's any comments, please, any discussion. Microphone's right there if anybody wants.
Two questions. One was at the time that of the Leela with Krishna dancing on the heads of Kaliya, Mother Yashoda also felt the same kind of devastation that we're speaking about here, or is that different?
I can't speak for Mother Yashoda. Probably I'm not qualified, but yeah, it's described that she felt, but yeah,
I just don't, like, I was
she,
like what
they didn't know what happened. They, I mean, they, she didn't know what was going on. They thought, they always thought that Krishna was going to be killed by this demon snake or something.
I just trying to know what was the happiness.
Does it describe happiness?
Well, so not here in the Lord.
Oh, but now. But this is a bit different.
A bit different.
Well, I mean, it.
Different.
First of all, it's not Mother Yashoda, it's Lord Chaitanya. Oh, you're speaking about Lord Chaitanya feeling
yes.
This combination?
Yeah.
Well, obviously he's stunned. You know, what are the different things? Kampa, trembling, pulaka, shari ashu, tears are flowing, gad gad gada, faltering the voice, gad gada rudaya gira, pulaka ashu, it's all described there in that Shikshastika prayer. What's the beginning of that? Yugayitam Nimishena, Chakshashastra Mishaya, Sunyayitam.
The other question is in the
Nayanam Nayam Galadu Shudraya, Vadana Gudraya, Pulakash, Pulakanichitam Bapu, Kada. When will that time come? So, but he's feeling that. Yeah, it's a bit different, I think, than Mother Yashoda's. This is a bit different.
The other question was in the purport of 167. Prabhupada quotes that verse from the Bhagavad Gita, and I don't understand the connection because he describes Mother.
Well, I think he's making a contrast. He's saying, Ushitva Shashvati Shema, that an ordinary yogi or a devotee, he'll get a higher birth, Shuchinam Shimitam Gehi. But this doesn't apply to Mother Sachi and the others. I think that was the main point, right?
Yeah, they're all nitya siddhas. So
it's not like
what's going on.
She got a higher birth, you know.
No.
Although it says that about Drona and Dara and like that sometimes. You have to read that over and over. Maybe we'll get it someday, some life. Anything else? It's like Lord Chaitanya said, I don't know anything. I'm not qualified. Krishna Bhakti Nahijani, I don't know anything about Krishna Bhakti. So if it's good enough for Lord Chaitanya, then it's good enough for me. Definitely, if he doesn't know, you think I know? I mean Johnny Krishna Bhakti. I don't know anything. So he's saying like that. Na prema gandosti dorapi me kandami so bhagya. If I exhibit some good fortune, it's just a show. Prakashitam. I'm just showing this. If I actually had any love, even a tinge of love of God, I would have left this body. I'm maintaining my life like an insect. That's what he was saying in that verse. Prema gandosti. Ganda means a scent, even a scent, not even a scent of love of God, not nothing. Prema gandosti.
Hare Krishna, what exactly is the Gaura Ganadesh Deepika?
Deepika means a lamp, and Gaura Gana means the Gana, the people who are associates of Gaura, and it's showing, giving, showing light on, it's Kavi Kanapur. He's, I have a copy if you want to borrow it. Whoever's in Lord Chaitanya's Leela, not everybody, but a lot of them, who they are in Krishna Leela. And Kavi Kanapur wrote it. The son of Shivananda Sen.
How was it compiled? Did you gather it?
He is a direct associate of... Sometimes he gives that it's not... Such and such person could be either one or both combination. Just like sometimes we hear that Ramananda Roy is... In one sense, he's an incarnation of Arjuna because he's the son of Bhavananda Roy, and his Bhavananda Roy has five sons, and they're all different sons of Pandu. He's an incarnation of Pandu, and they're the five Pandavas. In another sense, we hear that he's Vishakha when he's speaking with Lord Chaitanya and giving some instruction. But although he says, I'm not speaking anything, you're speaking through me. I'm like a puppet, but that's a whole other story. But the Gorgash Ganadish Deepika, if you want to borrow it, I got it. They probably sell it out here maybe, I don't know, Sunday. It's great, I mean, to know that. Anything else? Okay. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Kaviraj Goswami ki jai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Prabhupada ki jai.